This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Brian Baldinger joins us, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you guys, man. Life is good.
Life is good. So that Eagles defensive performance, I think, not only outstanding, just a complete curveball. I don't think any of us were expecting it. What did you see scheme-wise, if anything, that they did differently on Sunday than they've done previously this year?
Well, I mean, they wanted to stop Clint Kubiak and Alvin Kamara's outside zone, so they stemmed from their base 3-4 defense to taking Zach Bond and putting him up at the line of scrimmage and basically playing a 6-1 diamond with Nakobe at middle linebacker. And they said to the defensive line, they said, stop catching blocks and go attack the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So Jalen, Jordan, Booker, Brandon, they attacked the line of scrimmage, and they did not give the outside zone run to Alvin Kamara to the offense. And so if you want to stop the run in this league, it's all about gap defenses. Ike knows this better than anybody. I don't care what defense you play. They're all gap defenses. And they got their heads in the gap, and they penetrated. And, you know, they made Kamara stutter his feet and stop, and he had very few holes. So you go from giving up, you know, 6.5 yards a carry to 2.5 yards a carry. But the late stemming and the shift to Zach Bond, I think, was exactly what they needed to stop that particular run offense.
So the Saints aren't running offense with three wide receivers a lot. So is that something that the Eagles can replicate moving forward doing that, or does that get them into more trouble putting that extra – can they put the extra guy on the line of scrimmage way in the future?
It does depend on formation.
Yeah.
You know, the Saints are a two-back team. They're a big two-tight-end team. They're not a big 11-personnel team the way most teams are, the way Tampa is, for example. But, you know, against that look, it was the right move. And they did it. They had 13 first down runs, and New Orleans ran for 24 yards on those 13 runs. Mm. So, you know, the big down is, you know, to stop the run is you got to do it on first down and keep them out of, you know, second and five and second and fours the way Atlanta and Green Bay had them for much of the game in those first 2 weeks. And so it really discouraged them from staying with it, and Kamara never really got it. Now, it helped that they lost their center, you know, in the second series, and they weakened two positions by moving their starting, you know, guard to center. And so that helped a little bit. But nonetheless, it was a good changeup by Vic.
Yeah, I thought Jalen Carter set the tone for this entire game when you talk about going on the road, hostile environment, and you're the first one throwing the punch. And I thought he was the first one throwing the punch, not literally, but figuratively, and maybe some literally, out there Sunday. Talk a little bit about his play and how important that is going forward for this defense.
You know, I mean, honestly, he's got great, great potential. He could be as good as any defensive tackle in this league. Mm-hmm. And I saw him before the game. He was with his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. I just felt like he was ready to pop. You know, and, you know, he was suspended for 5 plays the week before, I'm sure. He wasn't happy about any of that. But he showed up. He destroyed Trevor Penning. He destroyed Cesar Ruiz in every phase, whether it was pass rush, Ike, whether it was, you know, penetrating on the run, mm-hmm. getting off blocks. He just has freaky movement. and unusual strength and power. Like, not many guys. Fletcher was a very powerful guy. He didn't have the movement that this guy has. Now, he has to – Fletcher did it every week for a long time, 12 years, whatever. Like, he was a consistent player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, to me, like, he has to decide, I'm going to do this every week. Like, because he can. But it's up to him. Like, he has all the potential in the world to dominate on the interior. And I do think he sets the tone for everybody else up there, whether it's Milton or Jordan or Booker or anybody. Like, I do think he sets the tone because he's the most talented player, period. And, you know, you win games with your most talented guys, and he's a guy that can change, you know, change the whatever any team wants to do. I don't care if it's throwing it, running, whatever. He can change the direction that a team wants to go.
Man, you mentioned something that I had mentioned also yesterday about his potential and him reaching it and how it really is up to him making that decision every week, starting in preparation and practice, knowing what to do, practicing a certain way, and then taking it to that game on Sunday. I was fortunate to play with B-Dawg and T.O., two Hall of Famers right there. I saw the way they practiced. I saw the way they trained. It was different than everybody else, and it's no surprise as to why they were the great players that they were. You lined up across from him, buddy. Was your teammate and Reggie, right? You were here with Reggie for a little bit, right?
I played with Reggie. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Played with him and against him.
Mm-hmm. What was that like when you see a person with that level of talent? Like, what? And from your point of view, explain what that's like to watch that type of greatness on a regular basis.
Well, you know, you don't want to be on the highlight reel of Reggie, you know, humping you, right? You know, that's the first thing. You don't want to be on the highlight reel. I remember my brother was playing right tackle in Kansas City one year, and I just told him, look, this is what Reggie wants to do, and if you overset, you're going to be thrown right off the screen. And, like, he literally was in panic mode the night before, and I had a good game against him, but that's one. You don't want to be embarrassed, you know, by Reggie. And, you know, number two, you know what kind of potential he has. And so if your techniques aren't perfect, if you don't have a game plan play to play, if you're not in the right spot, you're going to look bad. And I think the same thing is with Jalen. Like, he has that ability. Trevor Penning looked terrible. He looked serviceable the first 2 weeks. I think the late stemming bothered the Saints, and I think that's something that will bother any offensive line. It kind of disrupts the run game blocking assignment sometimes. But, you know, just from a talent standpoint, anybody that watches Jalen Carter's game last week and you're playing against him this week, you know, you're, you know, in Tampa right now, you know, you're looking at that talent. You're looking at him just come through the inside shoulder because he's a skilled pass rusher. He's going to get to your edge. He knows how to adjust. He can spin. He's got all the counters. So you got to stay in front of that guy. Cody Mock is the right guard for Tampa. Like, that guy's the second-year player. He's witnessing the type of power because he goes up against Vita Vea every day. So that's the type of power that you're talking about here. Yeah. And you've got a short set. You can't give them much of a runway. They're going to walk you right back to the quarterback.
Baldy, over to the offense. After a couple of weeks of screaming for Dallas Goedert, they definitely found him. Is that as simple as deciding that you're going to make him a focus? Is that all they did to get him free the way that he got free?
Well, you know, New Orleans plays a lot of man coverage. You know, they did on the big splash 61-yard catch. You know, they caught him on a rub route in the middle of the field. And, you know, the Saints ran into each other. I don't know why they're on that coverage. You know, it's third and 16. I don't understand it. But, you know, they play a ton of man coverage. And so they had their man beaters up. And, you know, it certainly, you know, helped them that, you know, A.J. was on the sideline. Devontae went out. Covey went out. I mean, he was the go-to guy, you know. And so they had to call his number. And that's one of the reasons why he had the numbers that he had. But, you know, they play a ton of man coverage. And he's good against them. You know, he's good, period. But, you know, he got featured basically, like, you know, you're throwing a Paris Campbell. I mean, some of the guys out there, I'm sure, you know, Johnny Wilson, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I know who I'd be looking at if I was the quarterback.
For sure.
Some of those other guys are out there.
Speaking of the quarterback, I guess just a general, you know, view from you on the game that Jalen had and the turnover issue that keeps popping its head up.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, look, the throw, Tyrann Mathieu has 35 career interceptions. No safety has more. The guy is a thief. You know, I mean, he's sitting back here in cover two. It's not a great route at all by Devontae. It's no excuse. You're throwing it, it's third down. You got a field goal. You don't have to throw it there. There's no doubt you don't have to throw it there. There's a lot of things you can do. But, you know, he's your go-to guy right here. You know, Tyrann wanted the ball more than he did. He beat him to the spot. I didn't think he should have thrown it there. The fumble, I mean, look, the offensive line is playing great. At some point, you're just holding it too long, and you can't carry it like that. They've got one legit pass rusher, and he knocked the ball out of his hands in New Orleans right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's you just can't be careless like that. There's times when you're going to lose a fumble. You're going to be in the pocket. You're going to be throwing it. You know, some elite rusher, T.J. Watt, whatever, is going to get – it's going to happen. But that's – I thought that was very careless. And, you know, he's got to – and it's on him, and he knows that. And you have to – you know, you got to get in his face and, like, you got to have two hands on that ball when you're breaking a pocket like that. Plus, you know, he was already at the five-second count of holding the ball. So, you know, you got to know that clock in your head. Somebody's going to get to you pretty soon.
This game in Tampa winnable?
Absolutely, but I mean, I think, you know, they've lost a lot of games down there. I know Lane Johnson, you know, hadn't won a game there in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go in there thinking, it's about time to win one. Now, Denver went back there, you know, went down there and beat them last week, and they beat them, you know, in every which way. They got the ball to the wide receivers. They played great defense, and they shut Baker down. You know, you just watch last week's game, and you're like, yeah, it's beatable. But you watch Tampa the week before in Detroit, and you're like, that's a really good football team. So they've got two elite receivers, you know, and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Baker loves to feed them. And this rookie, Jalen McMillan's a really good player. So, you know, and the offense line had played better until last week. So it's improved. They got a good center in there now, first-round pick. They've got good personnel. They play pass defense about as well as you could play pass defense. And they've been playing without some starters, but their corners – They challenge you now. They challenged Jared Goff. They challenged Bo Nix last week. Like, they're sticky and covered. So if you're going to win, you're going to have to beat good tight coverage. I know that.
All right, Baldy. Appreciate you. Baldy joins us every Wednesday at 4:00. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep. You got it, guys. Take care, man.
There he is, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Coming up next, Jalen Hurts speaks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.